Corn growers, you are likely to face a very tough marketing year for the crop you're planting right now. This from Agriculture Department Chief Economist Rob Johansson first.
We're forecasting a huge global corn crop this year, so we're increasing our global estimate by 4.5%. Almost half of that's coming from increased production in the United States.
Yes, if U.S. farmers actually end up planting the 93.6 million acres they indicated back in March that they would plant, and if yields are about average, you get a 14.4 billion bushel crop, 6% more than last season. On top of that, we've got an expected 1.8 billion bushels left over from this past season. Total use of corn this next year expected to grow by only 4%, meaning that U.S. corn stocks could grow to a size
that we haven't seen since the 80s.
A bit over 2 billion bushels, so average corn prices could go from $3.60 a bushel this year to a midpoint of $3.35, but USDA says the range could go down to $3.05, and Johansson says at those levels,
producers are going to face a difficult time meeting their cost of production.
Some have had that problem this season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.